Astrophysics of the Sun by Michael Stix. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Astrophysics of the Sun by Michael Stix is a comprehensive guide to the physics of the Sun and its effects on the solar system. The book begins with an overview of the Sun's structure and composition, including its core, radiative zone, convective zone, and photosphere. It then moves on to discuss the Sun's energy production, including nuclear fusion, solar wind, and solar flares. The book also covers the Sun's magnetic field, its effects on the Earth's climate, and its role in the formation of planets and other bodies in the solar system. Finally, the book examines the Sun's evolution over time, including its eventual death and the formation of a white dwarf star. Throughout the book, Stix provides detailed explanations of the physics behind the Sun's behavior, as well as diagrams and illustrations to help readers better understand the concepts. The book is divided into four main sections. The first section covers the Sun's structure and composition, including its core, radiative zone, convective zone, and photosphere. It also discusses the Sun's energy production, including nuclear fusion, solar wind, and solar flares. The second section examines the Sun's magnetic field and its effects on the Earth's climate. The third section looks at the Sun's role in the formation of planets and other bodies in the solar system. Finally, the fourth section examines the Sun's evolution over time, including its eventual death and the formation of a white dwarf star. Throughout the book, Stix provides detailed explanations of the physics behind the Sun's behavior, as well as diagrams and illustrations to help readers better understand the concepts. He also includes a glossary of terms and a list of references for further reading. Astrophysics of the Sun is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the Sun and its effects on the solar system. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Sun is the most important star in the solar system. The Sun is the center of the solar system, providing light and heat to the planets and other objects in the system. It is composed of a variety of elements and is constantly undergoing nuclear fusion reactions, which produce the energy that sustains life on Earth. Main idea number 2. The Sun's structure and composition are complex. The Sun is composed of several layers, including the core, radiative zone, convective zone, photosphere, chromosphere, and corona. It is made up of a variety of elements, including hydrogen, helium, and other heavier elements. Main idea number 3. The Sun's energy is produced by nuclear fusion. Nuclear fusion reactions in the Sun's core produce energy, which is then transported outward through the radiative and convective zones. This energy is then released into space as radiation. Main idea number 4. The Sun's magnetic field is important for its activity. The Sun's magnetic field is generated by the convective motions in its interior and is responsible for the Sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. Main idea number 5. The Sun's atmosphere is composed of several layers. The Sun's atmosphere is composed of several layers, including the photosphere, chromosphere, and corona. These layers are responsible for the Sun's visible light, ultraviolet radiation, and X-rays. Main idea number 6. The Sun's activity is cyclic. The Sun's activity is cyclic, with periods of increased activity followed by periods of decreased activity. This activity is driven by the Sun's magnetic field and is responsible for phenomena such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. Main idea number 7. The Sun's activity affects the Earth. The Sun's activity can affect the Earth in a variety of ways, including changes in climate, the aurora, and space weather. Main idea number 8. The sun's interior is studied using helioseismology. Helioseismology is a technique used to study the sun's interior by measuring the oscillations of its surface. This technique has allowed scientists to gain insight into the structure and composition of the sun's interior. Main idea number 9. The sun's rotation is important for its activity. The sun rotates on its axis, with the equator rotating faster than the poles. This differential rotation is responsible for the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. Main idea number 10. The sun's activity is studied using solar telescopes. Solar telescopes are used to study the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. These telescopes allow scientists to observe the sun in different wavelengths of light, such as visible light, ultraviolet radiation, and X-rays. Main idea number 11. The sun's activity is studied using satellites. Satellites are used to study the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. These satellites allow scientists to observe the sun from space, providing a more comprehensive view of the sun's activity. Main idea number 12. The sun's activity is studied using computer models. Computer models are used to study the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. These models allow scientists to simulate the sun's activity and gain insight into its behavior. Main idea number 13. The sun's activity is studied using space probes. Space probes are used to study the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. These probes allow scientists to observe the sun from close range, providing a more detailed view of the sun's activity. Main idea number 14. The sun's activity is studied using ground-based observatories. Ground-based observatories are used to study the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. These observatories allow scientists to observe the sun from Earth, providing a more localized view of the sun's activity. Main idea number 15. The sun's activity is studied using spacecraft. Spacecraft are used to study the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. These spacecraft allow scientists to observe the sun from close range, providing a more detailed view of the sun's activity. Main idea number 16. The sun's activity is studied using spectroscopy. Spectroscopy is a technique used to study the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. This technique allows scientists to analyze the sun's light and gain insight into its behavior. Main idea number 17. The sun's activity is studied using radio astronomy. Radio astronomy is a technique used to study the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. This technique allows scientists to observe the sun in radio wavelengths, providing a more comprehensive view of the sun's activity. Main idea number 18. The sun's activity is studied using interferometry. Interferometry is a technique used to study the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. This technique allows scientists to combine the light from multiple telescopes, providing a more detailed view of the sun's activity. Main idea number 19. The sun's activity is studied using imaging. Imaging is a technique used to study the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. This technique allows scientists to observe the sun in different wavelengths of light, providing a more comprehensive view of the sun's activity. Main idea number 20. The sun's activity is studied using magnetometry. Magnetometry is a technique used to study the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. This technique allows scientists to measure the sun's magnetic field, providing insight into its behavior. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The sun is the most important star in the solar system. It is the center of the solar system, providing light and heat to the planets and other objects in the system. It is composed of a variety of elements and is constantly undergoing nuclear fusion reactions, which produce the energy that sustains life on Earth. The Sun is composed of hydrogen and helium, with trace amounts of other elements. Its core is extremely hot, reaching temperatures of up to 15 million degrees Celsius. This heat is produced by the nuclear fusion of hydrogen atoms, which releases energy in the form of light and heat. This energy is then radiated outwards, providing the energy that sustains life on Earth. The Sun is also responsible for the formation of the solar system. Its gravity holds the planets in their orbits, and its radiation helps to form the planets and other objects in the system. The Sun's gravity also affects the tides on Earth, and its radiation helps to drive the Earth's climate. Without the Sun, the solar system would not exist, and life on Earth would not be possible. Main idea number 2. The Sun is composed of several layers, including the core, radiative zone, convective zone, photosphere, chromosphere, and corona. The core is the innermost layer of the Sun and is composed primarily of hydrogen and helium. It is the hottest part of the Sun, with temperatures reaching up to 15 million Kelvin. The radiative zone is the layer surrounding the core and is composed of a mixture of hydrogen, helium, and other heavier elements. This layer is cooler than the core, with temperatures ranging from 1 to 2 million Kelvin. The convective zone is the outermost layer of the Sun and is composed of a mixture of hydrogen, helium, and other heavier elements. This layer is cooler than the radiative zone, with temperatures ranging from 0.5 to 1 million Kelvin. The photosphere is the visible surface of the Sun and is composed of a mixture of hydrogen, helium, and other heavier elements. The chromosphere is the layer of the Sun just above the photosphere and is composed of a mixture of hydrogen, helium, and other heavier elements. The corona is the outermost layer of the Sun and is composed of a mixture of hydrogen, helium, and other heavier elements. The corona is the hottest part of the Sun, with temperatures reaching up to several million Kelvin. The Sun is composed of a variety of elements, including hydrogen, helium, and other heavier elements. Hydrogen is the most abundant element in the Sun, making up about 74% of its mass. Helium is the second most abundant element, making up about 24% of the Sun's mass. The other heavier elements make up the remaining 2% of the Sun's mass. These heavier elements include oxygen, carbon, nitrogen, and iron, among others. The structure and composition of the Sun are complex and fascinating. Its layers and elements interact in complex ways to produce the energy that sustains life on Earth. Understanding the structure and composition of the Sun is essential for understanding the processes that drive the Sun's energy output and its effects on the Earth. Main idea number 3. Nuclear fusion reactions in the Sun's core are responsible for the production of energy. These reactions involve the combining of two or more atomic nuclei to form a heavier nucleus, releasing energy in the process. This energy is then transported outward through the radiative and convective zones of the Sun. In the radiative zone, energy is transported by radiation, while in the convective zone, energy is transported by convection. This energy is then released into space as radiation, which is what we observe as sunlight. The energy produced by nuclear fusion in the Sun's core is immense. It is estimated that the Sun produces around 384.6 yottawatts, 3.846 times 10 to the power of 26 watts, of energy, which is enough to power the entire Earth for over 2 million years. This energy is produced by the fusion of hydrogen nuclei into helium nuclei, a process known as the proton-proton chain. This process is extremely efficient, with around 0.7% of the mass of the hydrogen nuclei being converted into energy. The energy produced by nuclear fusion in the Sun's core is essential for life on Earth. Without it, the Earth would be a frozen wasteland, unable to support any form of life. The Sun's energy is also responsible for the formation of the Earth's atmosphere, which is essential for the survival of life on the planet. Without the Sun's energy, the Earth would be a very different place. Main idea number 4. The Sun's magnetic field is an integral part of its activity. It is generated by the convective motions in the sun's interior and is responsible for the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. Sunspots are dark regions on the sun's surface that are associated with strong magnetic fields. Flares are sudden brightenings of the sun's surface that are associated with the release of magnetic energy. Coronal mass ejections are large eruptions of plasma and magnetic field from the sun's atmosphere that can cause disturbances in the Earth's magnetosphere. The sun's magnetic field is also responsible for the 11-year solar cycle, which is the periodic variation in the number of sunspots and other solar activity. During the solar maximum, the sun's magnetic field is strongest and the number of sunspots is highest. During the solar minimum, the sun's magnetic field is weakest and the number of sunspots is lowest. The solar cycle is driven by the sun's magnetic field, which is generated by the convective motions in its interior. The sun's magnetic field is also responsible for the solar wind, which is a stream of charged particles that is emitted from the sun's atmosphere. The solar wind is responsible for the aurora, which are bright lights in the night sky that are caused by the interaction of the solar wind with the Earth's magnetosphere. The solar wind is also responsible for the formation of the heliosphere, which is a bubble of charged particles that surrounds the solar system and protects it from cosmic rays. The sun's magnetic field is an important factor in its activity and is responsible for many of the phenomena that we observe in the solar system. Without the sun's magnetic field, the solar system would be a very different place. Main idea number 5. The sun's atmosphere is composed of several layers, including the photosphere, chromosphere, and corona. The photosphere is the visible surface of the sun, and is the layer from which most of the sun's visible light is emitted. The chromosphere is the layer of the sun's atmosphere that lies just above the photosphere, and is responsible for the emission of ultraviolet radiation. The corona is the outermost layer of the sun's atmosphere, and is responsible for the emission of X-rays. The photosphere is the layer of the sun's atmosphere that is closest to the surface, and is composed of hot, ionized gas. The temperature of the photosphere is approximately 5,800 K, and it is the layer from which most of the sun's visible light is emitted. The chromosphere is the layer of the sun's atmosphere that lies just above the photosphere, and is responsible for the emission of ultraviolet radiation. The temperature of the chromosphere is approximately 10,000 K, and it is composed of hot, ionized gas. The corona is the outermost layer of the sun's atmosphere, and is responsible for the emission of X-rays. The temperature of the corona is approximately 1 million K, and it is composed of hot, ionized gas. Main idea number 6. The sun's activity is cyclic, with periods of increased activity followed by periods of decreased activity. This activity is driven by the sun's magnetic field and is responsible for phenomena such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. Sunspots are dark patches on the sun's surface that are caused by the sun's magnetic field. Flares are sudden bursts of energy that are released from the sun's surface. Coronal mass ejections are large clouds of charged particles that are ejected from the sun's atmosphere. All of these phenomena are related to the sun's magnetic field and its cyclic activity. The sun's magnetic field is generated by the convection of plasma in the sun's interior. This convection creates a dynamo effect, which is responsible for the sun's magnetic field. The sun's magnetic field is constantly changing, and this is what drives the sun's cyclic activity. During periods of increased activity, the sun's magnetic field is stronger and more complex, leading to more sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. During periods of decreased activity, the sun's magnetic field is weaker and simpler, leading to fewer sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. The sun's activity is an important factor in understanding the behavior of the sun and its effects on the solar system. By studying the sun's activity, scientists can gain insight into the sun's magnetic field and its effects on the solar system. This knowledge can be used to better understand the behavior of the sun and its effects on the planets, comets, and other objects in the solar system. Main idea number 7. The sun's activity can have a profound effect on the Earth. Changes in the sun's activity can cause changes in the Earth's climate, as well as changes in the aurora and space weather. Solar activity can also affect the Earth's magnetic field, which can have an impact on communication systems, navigation systems, and power grids. Solar flares can also cause disruptions in satellite communications and navigation systems. The sun's activity can also affect the Earth's atmosphere. Solar activity can cause changes in the Earth's ozone layer, which can lead to increased levels of ultraviolet radiation reaching the Earth's surface. Solar activity can also cause changes in the Earth's atmosphere, such as increased levels of carbon dioxide, which can lead to global warming. The sun's activity can also affect the Earth's oceans. Solar activity can cause changes in ocean currents, which can affect the climate and weather patterns. Solar activity can also cause changes in ocean temperatures, which can affect the ocean's ecosystems. The sun's activity can also affect the Earth's biosphere. Solar activity can cause changes in the Earth's vegetation, which can affect the food chain and the availability of resources. Solar activity can also cause changes in the Earth's animal populations, which can affect the balance of the ecosystem. Main idea number 8. Helioseismology is a powerful tool for studying the interior of the sun. It involves measuring the oscillations of the sun's surface, which are caused by sound waves propagating through the sun's interior. By analyzing these oscillations, scientists can gain insight into the structure and composition of the sun's interior. This technique has allowed us to learn about the sun's core, its radiative and convective zones, and its magnetic field. It has also enabled us to measure the sun's rotation rate and to detect the presence of sunspots and other features on the sun's surface. Helioseismology has been used to study the sun's interior in great detail. It has revealed the presence of a tachocline, a thin layer of transition between the radiative and convective zones, and has provided evidence for the existence of a solar dynamo, a mechanism by which the sun's magnetic field is generated. It has also enabled us to measure the sun's internal rotation rate, which is found to vary with latitude and depth. This has allowed us to gain a better understanding of the sun's internal structure and dynamics. Helioseismology has also been used to study the sun's magnetic field. By measuring the oscillations of the sun's surface, scientists have been able to detect the presence of sunspots and other features on the sun's surface. This has enabled us to gain a better understanding of the sun's magnetic field and its influence on the sun's activity. In addition, helioseismology has been used to study the sun's interior in order to gain insight into the sun's evolution and its future behavior. Main idea number 9. The sun's rotation is an important factor in its activity. The sun rotates on its axis, with the equator rotating faster than the poles. This differential rotation is responsible for the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. Sunspots are dark patches on the sun's surface that are caused by intense magnetic fields. Flares are sudden bursts of energy that are released from the sun's surface. Coronal mass ejections are large clouds of charged particles that are ejected from the sun's atmosphere. All of these phenomena are related to the sun's rotation and the differential rotation of its equator and poles. The differential rotation of the sun's equator and poles is also responsible for the generation of the sun's magnetic field. This magnetic field is responsible for the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. The sun's magnetic field is also responsible for the solar wind, which is a stream of charged particles that is emitted from the sun's atmosphere. The solar wind is responsible for the auroras that are seen in the Earth's atmosphere. The sun's rotation is an important factor in its activity and the generation of its magnetic field. Without the sun's rotation, the sun's activity and the solar wind would not exist. The sun's rotation is essential for the sun's activity and the generation of its magnetic field, which is responsible for the solar wind and the auroras that are seen in the Earth's atmosphere. Main idea number 10. Solar telescopes are used to study the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. These telescopes allow scientists to observe the sun in different wavelengths of light, such as visible light, ultraviolet radiation, and X-rays. By observing the sun in different wavelengths, scientists can gain insight into the physical processes occurring on the sun's surface and in its atmosphere. For example, by observing the sun in X-rays, scientists can detect the presence of high-energy particles that are released during solar flares. By observing the sun in ultraviolet radiation, scientists can measure the temperature of the sun's atmosphere and detect the presence of certain elements. Solar telescopes also allow scientists to measure the sun's magnetic field. This is important because the sun's magnetic field is responsible for the formation of sunspots and other features on the sun's surface. By measuring the sun's magnetic field, scientists can gain insight into the sun's internal structure and dynamics. Additionally, solar telescopes can be used to measure the sun's rotation rate, which can provide clues about the sun's age and evolution. Solar telescopes are also used to study the sun's interaction with the Earth's atmosphere. By observing the sun in different wavelengths, scientists can measure the amount of energy that is being transferred from the sun to the Earth's atmosphere. This is important because it can help scientists understand how the sun's activity affects the Earth's climate. Additionally, solar telescopes can be used to study the sun's interaction with other planets in the solar system, such as Venus and Mars. Main idea number 11. Satellites are an invaluable tool for studying the sun's activity. By observing the sun from space, scientists can gain a more comprehensive view of the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. This allows them to better understand the sun's behavior and how it affects the Earth and other planets in the solar system. Satellites can also be used to measure the sun's radiation output, which can help scientists better understand the sun's influence on climate change. Satellites can also be used to observe the sun's magnetic field, which is important for understanding the sun's activity. By studying the sun's magnetic field, scientists can better understand how the sun's activity affects the Earth's magnetic field, which can have an impact on the Earth's climate. Additionally, satellites can be used to measure the sun's ultraviolet radiation, which can help scientists better understand the sun's influence on the Earth's atmosphere. Satellites are an invaluable tool for studying the sun's activity, and they provide scientists with a more comprehensive view of the sun's behavior. By using satellites to observe the sun's activity, scientists can better understand the sun's influence on the Earth and other planets in the solar system. Main idea number 12. Computer models are an invaluable tool for studying the sun's activity. They allow scientists to simulate the sun's behavior and gain insight into its behavior. By using computer models, scientists can study sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections, and gain a better understanding of the sun's activity. Computer models can also be used to predict the sun's activity in the future. By simulating the sun's behavior, scientists can make predictions about the sun's activity and how it will affect the Earth. This can help us prepare for any potential solar storms or other events that could affect our planet. Computer models are an important tool for studying the sun's activity. They allow us to gain a better understanding of the sun's behavior and make predictions about its future activity. By using computer models, we can gain a better understanding of the sun and its effects on our planet. Main idea number 13. Space probes are an invaluable tool for studying the sun's activity. By observing the sun from close range, they provide a more detailed view of the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. This allows scientists to better understand the sun's behavior and how it affects the Earth and other planets in the solar system. Space probes also provide data on the sun's magnetic field, which is important for understanding the sun's influence on the Earth's climate. Space probes are equipped with a variety of instruments, such as cameras, spectrometers, and magnetometers. These instruments allow scientists to measure the sun's radiation, temperature, and magnetic field. This data can then be used to study the sun's activity and its effects on the solar system. By studying the sun's activity, scientists can better understand how it affects the Earth and other planets in the solar system. Main idea number 14. Ground-based observatories are an important tool for studying the sun's activity. By observing the Sun from Earth, scientists can gain a more localized view of the Sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. This allows them to better understand the Sun's behavior and how it affects our planet. Observatories can also be used to measure the Sun's radiation output, which can help us better understand the Sun's influence on climate change. Ground-based observatories are equipped with a variety of instruments, such as telescopes, spectrometers, and coronagraphs. Telescopes allow scientists to observe the Sun's surface, while spectrometers measure the Sun's radiation output. Coronagraphs are used to observe the Sun's outer atmosphere, or corona. By combining the data from these instruments, scientists can gain a better understanding of the Sun's activity. Ground-based observatories are an invaluable tool for studying the Sun's activity. By observing the Sun from Earth, scientists can gain a more localized view of the Sun's activity, which can help us better understand the Sun's behavior and its influence on our planet. Main idea number 15. Spacecraft are an invaluable tool for studying the Sun's activity. By observing the Sun from close range, spacecraft can provide a more detailed view of the Sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. This allows scientists to better understand the Sun's behavior and how it affects the Earth and other planets in the solar system. Spacecraft can also measure the Sun's magnetic field, which is important for understanding the Sun's activity. By measuring the strength and direction of the Sun's magnetic field, scientists can better understand how the Sun's magnetic field affects the Earth's atmosphere and climate. Spacecraft can also measure the Sun's radiation output, which is important for understanding how the Sun's energy affects the Earth's climate. By measuring the Sun's radiation output, scientists can better understand how the Sun's energy affects the Earth's climate and how it can be used to generate electricity. Spacecraft are an invaluable tool for studying the Sun's activity, and they provide a wealth of information that can be used to better understand the Sun's behavior and its effects on the Earth and other planets in the solar system. Main idea number 16. Spectroscopy is a powerful tool for studying the Sun's activity. By analyzing the Sun's light, scientists can gain insight into its behavior. Spectroscopy can be used to detect sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. Sunspots are dark spots on the Sun's surface that are caused by intense magnetic fields. Flares are sudden bursts of energy that are released from the Sun's surface. Coronal mass ejections are large clouds of charged particles that are ejected from the Sun's atmosphere. By studying the Sun's light with spectroscopy, scientists can learn more about these phenomena and how they affect the Sun's behavior. Spectroscopy can also be used to measure the Sun's temperature and composition. By analyzing the Sun's light, scientists can determine the temperature of the Sun's surface and the composition of its atmosphere. This information can be used to better understand the Sun's behavior and how it affects the Earth's climate. Spectroscopy can also be used to measure the Sun's magnetic field, which can help scientists better understand the Sun's activity and how it affects the Earth's environment. Spectroscopy is an invaluable tool for studying the Sun's activity. By analyzing the Sun's light, scientists can gain insight into its behavior and how it affects the Earth's environment. With spectroscopy, scientists can better understand the Sun's behavior and how it affects the Earth's climate. Main idea number 17. Radio astronomy is a powerful tool for studying the Sun's activity. By observing the Sun in radio wavelengths, scientists can gain a more comprehensive view of the Sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. Radio astronomy can also be used to measure the Sun's magnetic field, which is important for understanding the Sun's behavior. Additionally, radio astronomy can be used to study the Sun's atmosphere, which can provide insight into the Sun's evolution and its effects on the Earth's climate. Radio astronomy is a relatively new field of study, but it has already provided valuable insights into the Sun's behavior. By combining radio astronomy with other forms of observation, such as optical and X-ray astronomy, scientists can gain a more complete picture of the Sun's activity. This can help us better understand the Sun's influence on our planet and the universe as a whole. Main idea number 18. Interferometry is a powerful technique used to study the activity of the sun. By combining the light from multiple telescopes, scientists can obtain a much more detailed view of the sun's activity, such as sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. This technique allows scientists to measure the size, shape, and intensity of the sun's features, as well as to track their evolution over time. Interferometry also provides a way to measure the sun's magnetic field, which is important for understanding the dynamics of the sun's atmosphere. Interferometry is a complex technique and requires careful calibration and data analysis. However, the results can be extremely valuable, providing insight into the sun's activity and its effects on the Earth's environment. By studying the sun's activity with interferometry, scientists can better understand the sun's influence on our planet and how it affects our climate and environment. Main idea number 19. Imaging is a powerful tool for studying the sun's activity. By observing the sun in different wavelengths of light, scientists can gain a more comprehensive view of the sun's activity. This includes sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections. Imaging can also be used to measure the sun's magnetic field, which is important for understanding the sun's behavior. By combining imaging with other techniques, such as spectroscopy, scientists can gain a better understanding of the sun's activity and its effects on the Earth. Imaging can also be used to study the sun's interior structure. By observing the sun in different wavelengths of light, scientists can gain a better understanding of the sun's internal structure and dynamics. This can help scientists better understand the sun's evolution and its effects on the Earth. Imaging can also be used to study the sun's atmosphere, which is important for understanding the sun's climate and its effects on the Earth. Imaging is an important tool for studying the sun's activity. By combining imaging with other techniques, scientists can gain a better understanding of the sun's behavior and its effects on the Earth. This knowledge can be used to better predict and prepare for solar storms and other events that can affect the Earth's climate and environment. Main idea number 20. Magnetometry is a powerful tool for studying the sun's activity. It allows scientists to measure the sun's magnetic field, providing insight into its behavior. This technique is used to study sunspots, flares, and coronal mass ejections, which are all important indicators of the sun's activity. By measuring the magnetic field, scientists can gain a better understanding of the sun's behavior and how it affects the Earth's environment. The magnetometry technique involves measuring the strength of the sun's magnetic field at different points in space. This is done by using instruments such as magnetometers, which measure the strength of the magnetic field in a given area. By measuring the magnetic field at different points, scientists can gain a better understanding of the sun's behavior and how it affects the Earth's environment. The data collected from magnetometry can be used to study the sun's activity over time. By tracking the changes in the sun's magnetic field, scientists can gain a better understanding of how the sun's activity affects the Earth's environment. This data can also be used to predict future solar activity, allowing scientists to better prepare for any potential impacts on the Earth's environment. Magnetometry is an important tool for studying the sun's activity. By measuring the sun's magnetic field, scientists can gain a better understanding of its behavior and how it affects the Earth's environment. This data can be used to predict future solar activity, allowing scientists to better prepare for any potential impacts on the Earth's environment. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.